Hello.
Hi, this is Emily from Custom Dress and Tailoring. I'm looking for Brittany.
Yeah, this is she.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. So your fiance dropped off your dress a couple of days ago, and I just wanted to let you know that your alterations should be done by Tuesday.
Oh, okay, great.
Before you go, I did want to let you know that we love your dress.
Oh my God, thank you for saying that. That's sweet.
We see a lot of dresses, and it's just so refreshing to see a bride who's confident in wearing that type of dress. You don't see it that much.
What do you mean by that type of dress?
I've worked here for about 12 years, and it has been a long time since we've altered a dress that, how do I say, is this worn?
Excuse me, my dress is not worn. I spent $5,000 on that dress. It's Vera Wang.
You spent $5,000 on that dress?
Yeah, I did.
We're talking about the same dress.
Yeah, can you not open your ears? I just said that. I spent $5,000 on the dress, and it's beautiful.
Listen, I know it's wedding season, and sometimes we make up stories about having expensive dresses. Like,
excuse
I get it.
Me?
That's a healthy way of dealing with stress, all right? I am here for you.
I'm not sure who you think you are, but you shouldn't be talking to customers like this because I'm going to write reviews everywhere, and you're never going to get business ever again.
Oh, honey, I am just over here trying to help you right now, okay?
You just need to, you need to shut up because you're going to get fired, and do not call me honey.
Okay. Obviously, we have a bridezilla on our hands, okay? I'm just trying to look out for you because you got taken.
You need to drop the attitude because you're being a bitch and the dress is beautiful and I'm sure you're just jealous. So,
see, that attitude would have been great if you use that on the person that sold you that cheap dress.
I'm going to come pick up my dress. Do not touch it. You're not worthy of touching my dress.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going on Yelp right now and I'm going to tell everybody how horrible you are and what a terrible business you are and how terribly you treat your brides.
Okay, why don't you go do that? That sounds great. And while you're online, how about you just hop on Craigslist and look up wedding dresses for under 10 bucks? I'm sure yours will be there.
This is outrageous. You are going to get fired and you will never work in the wedding dress industry again.
Yeah, well, actually the joke's on you because I don't even work in the wedding industry.
What are you talking about?
I work in the radio industry. This is actually a prank phone call.
You're kidding me.
I'm so sorry. I really... This is Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
This isn't even funny.
I know. I'm so sorry. It's not my fault. I hate messing with brides. I do. I know how stressful it can be. I swear you're going to laugh about this in 3 months.
No.
If you're going to be mad at anyone, you can be mad at your bridesmaid, Molly, because she's the one that set you up. She said you were stressed out about it, and she just wanted to make you laugh.
Molly's responsible for me feeling like I'm going to throw up right now. She's responsible for this.
Yeah, but good news. You'll definitely fit into the dress if that happens.
Oh, my God. This is like...
You're still not laughing.
No, you shouldn't have done this or agreed to this. Like, you're a bad person.
I'm so sorry. I'm not a bad person. I'm just trying to make you laugh.
Okay, ha ha ha. You guys are hilarious. Can I leave now?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry again. Blame Molly. Please blame Molly.
Okay, but like this is like to the point where like maybe like I'm just not even going to have her in the wedding because this is just disrespectful.
Oh, okay. Maybe you blame me. Have I apologized enough?
Okay.
I'm scared.